it's time for the love trap.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The love trap.
All right, Nia this week sent us an email requesting a love trap. So now we have her up on the phone. Nia, what is up?
Okay, so I basically have proof that my boyfriend has been cheating on me.
You have proof? Well, yeah, what do you need us for?
Okay, well, I mean, I do, but I don't. Okay, so make a long story short, like every night for like an hour, we agree that it's our time to do what we want on the internet. We sit on our phones, look at Instagram, look at Twitter, look at, you know, whatever. We just do our own thing. We're in the same room, but we're kind of doing our own thing.
So that's your hour to social media, and then you go back to being together.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, you end up, like, you know, being, like, basically boyfriend or girlfriend with your social media and not your significant other. So, I mean, okay, and I'll be honest, I've been cheated on before in the past, so I definitely have an antenna out for it. Like, I'm definitely, like, aware of stuff.
You have triggers.
I admit that I am, but the last few nights, he's been acting, I don't know, just a little odd, I would say, and we're sitting there, we're looking at our phones, we're doing our thing, and I noticed through the window, because I can see the reflection of his phone in the window, that he's texting somebody, okay? But he's using WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Yeah. WhatsApp last week was, Shan.
I know. I use it with all my friends that live abroad.
See?
But, like...
And I can tell that he's doing it. All the text bubbles, they're green, you know? But they're not, like the Android green. That's why I know he's on WhatsApp. Like, so I'm kind of sitting there, and I'm watching this occur. And I thought it was weird, because, like, honestly, like, unless you know somebody in their country, why do you use WhatsApp?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know anybody who uses it.
I mean, what I've always heard is WhatsApp is for cheaters.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. And since I know he doesn't know anyone in a foreign country to be, like, sitting there texting with someone, I am like, oh, my God, he's cheating on me.
Well, did you ask him about it? Like, who's he chatting with on WhatsApp?
Oh, I asked him about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I have a WhatsApp app on my phone, but I never use it. Okay, well, that's not true, because I looked up on WhatsApp, and I found him, and he has, like, this picture of himself with no shirt on.
Whoa!
Okay. Hey!
Right. So, okay, for somebody who, quote, never uses it, he certainly has a nice photo of himself.
Right.
You know, like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's weird.
I mean, it's totally bizarre. So, I mean, I just think, okay, so I brought up already the other thing. I was like, do you have it? And he's like, no, it's no big deal. So then 10 minutes later, this total idiot starts texting someone on WhatsApp. Like, I can tell. And I was like, we're sitting there, we're having our, you know, our supper time. And I was like, so who are you texting? And he's like, oh, I'm just writing a work email. So,
you know what? Shan always says you cannot trust anything in green. No green bubbles, no green WhatsApp, no green.
Nothing. No. You should
I mean, he's obviously lying.
WhatsApp.
Like, what? Why? I mean, he's not typing work email. I can tell he's texting on WhatsApp. I can tell this, but now he's lying to my face, and now I'm really pissed off. So now I want to catch him in it.
All right.
Well, it seems like you're pretty sure, so.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't know what the hell else it could be.
You could really use a love trap to really sort of find out for sure. Let's get to the bottom of this right now. Chad's going to call, offer the flowers, and set another love trap here in just a couple of minutes. Okay, Nia?
All right.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The love trap.
We absolutely are about to enter the love trap because Nia just called us. She wanted Chad to love trap her boyfriend, Caleb, because she's noticed Caleb is communicating with the app WhatsApp, but he doesn't know anybody internationally. And a lot of us know that that is sort of a cheater's app, or that's the reputation. So, Chad, do your thing.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Caleb?
Yeah, it's Caleb.
Hey, Caleb. My name is Chad. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I'm calling from Sassy Stems. We're a new flower shop here in downtown Burlingame. Have you heard of us yet?
No.
Okay. Well, this is a perfect opportunity for you to get to know us a little bit. I am calling because we're running a local promotion for residents where we are offering you our Spring Into You bouquet. Essentially, it's a dozen roses that you could have sent to anybody you would like today. They are completely free. The whole idea is that, you know, you refer us to friends and family and stop on by next time you need to purchase flowers. But today, they are completely free if you want to send these to somebody.
They're totally free. It's not like a sales thing or anything?
No. I mean, like I said, you know, the sale is that you'll think of us next time, but today, completely free. Okay. I'm not going to ask you for any type of personal or billing information, nothing like that. Literally, I just need a name and an address of somebody you would like to send these to.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. Sure. Let's send them to Jessica.
To Jessica. J-E-S-S-E-A, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want to attach a little note to Jessica so she knows who's sending these beautiful roses?
Oh, sure. Let's say, how about make the note say, Jessica, I'm down if you're down. And then put like a LOL afterwards or something.
Okay, I'm down if you're down. What the hell does that mean?
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, Caleb, it's me. Tell me what the hell does that mean and who the hell is Jessica?
Caleb, you've been busted on Fernando and Greg's love trap. This is not a flower shop. It's actually your girlfriend.
Yeah, I want to know what the hell is going on. I want to know where did you meet her, where is she from, what are you doing, and what the hell does I'm down if you're down mean? What are you down for? What?
What does that mean, dude? Come on.
Look, all right, look. I know you've been on WhatsApp talking to Jessica, like, basically every night.
Wait, right? Okay, wait. How did you get in my phone?
You know what? Guess what? I've seen everything that you've been doing, and I have all the screen caps. Okay? Did you hear that? And I'm going to release them. I'm actually going to send them to Jessica and everybody else we know.
Okay, this is crazy. You're being a psycho right now. I'm pretty sure what you're doing is illegal. I'm going to call the cops about this. This is not okay.
Call the cops?
Yeah, what?
You haven't even answered our question. Let's get back to who is Jessica?
No, this is some bullshit right here. No, you can't just get me on the radio and blow me up like this. That's not okay.
Well, I don't care whether it's not okay. It's not okay with me that you're cheating on me, so F you.
Did you meet Jessica on WhatsApp, or is this a girl?
No, he met her in real life.
You don't meet on WhatsApp.
Well,
I don't know what you do on WhatsApp.
No, you have to get someone's number for WhatsApp.
What are you doing on WhatsApp, Caleb?
We're done. This ain't happening. I'm done.
What do you mean? We didn't even start.
No, you said you're down.
Oh, all right. Looks like he's gone. Nia, do you really have these screen caps of everything that he did? That's one thing you didn't tell us when we first talked to you.
No, I don't have them.
Oh, wow. Good bluff.
Ah, you're funny.
I'm just going to let him sweat it out. Like, I'm just going to let him sit there and think about it. I mean, and this, you know, look, this is a good way. Everyone listening to this should know right now that this is what happens when you cheat on women. We are always going to figure it out. We are always smarter than you, and we are always going to take it out on you later. So just remember that before you do this.
Preach, girl, preach.
Like, right now, he's totally crapping his pants, and that's the entire point.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't last long on the phone.
Really?
Like, what happened there?
A lot of these guys will just kind of admit it, or, I mean, at least they try to offer up some sort of excuse. This dude.
He's going to call the cops, like, what, on himself for being a douchebag?
All right, well, at least, y'all, you said y'all didn't live together, right?
No, we don't. We just stay with each other a lot.
Okay, aww. Well, that's good.
I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah.
Whatever. He sounds like a douche lord.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I don't think you need to sweat it out. All right. Well, thanks, Nia. I guess, I mean, you pretty much already knew, but now you know for sure.
Now I do know for sure.
And sometimes that's what this is all about.
Wake up!
Fernando and Greg.
Right in the middle of the love trap, Nia had a sneaking feeling that Caleb was cheating because he was chatting on WhatsApp. I keep telling y'all, if y'all aren't up with WhatsApp, now you think it's for international travel.
It is.
See, it's an app that you use for Wi-Fi to text message. Mm-hmm. That way, like, if you're in a different country, you know, you can't get through. Like, you don't want to use your data or whatever.
Yep.
But if you're using that for domestic,
You're
up to something because it keeps your text messages on the down low. Am I right, Isaac? Line 3?
Oh, my God. Isaac,
are you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, so what about WhatsApp? Am I right? Is it a cheater's app?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, because, you know, that's what I used to message all my ladies in Mexico. Some in a relationship, so you write in both ways.
Yeah, so you...
Hey.
There you go. There's your music, Isaac. So it's definitely, like, and those ladies in Mexico, those are, you got multiple of those?
Yeah.
See, you are
never cheating. Know.
You never know.
You never know. You gotta test the subjects, you know?
All right. You get out there and test those
Wait,
subjects.
Wait, so you have
Isaac.
A lady here and you use WhatsApp for the ladies over there too?
No, yo, I don't got no lady here. They the ones that got a man over there.
And that was that. All right. Thank you, Isaac.
See? All right, bye-bye, guys.
There you go.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, Sarah and Emily are always good. They've always got a hot opinion on line one.
Sarah and Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about today's love trap?
Okay, not going to lie. When we first got in the car, we were kind of like, we don't think it's going to be that good today. But the fact that homeboy just is legitimately threatening to call the cops or throw a huge conniption like that, that's pretty good.
Like, what an idiot. I mean, obviously, he's not smart in the first place. He's cheating. But he did not even know what to say. He was so stumbling over his words. I was like, you're such a liar.
I think the smart thing he did this week that a lot of guys don't do is he hung up.
I know. That's the weird thought. Like, I wanted him to keep going. But, and also, come on, dude. If you're really, like, what is this whole I'm down if you're down?
Ew.
I don't know what that means. Well, what do y'all think that means?
He's just trying to get it in with her.
Oh, Lord.
That's what it is.
All right, we got to keep this clean. Y'all got to go.
Yeah, no, this is awful. I mean, I don't know. I didn't even think about WhatsApp of using as a cheating app, but Mia's pretty smart. I got to give her props for that.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if he's never even been out of the country, that's hecka weird.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a way to have text messages without anybody seeing you have text messages, and I don't want to incriminate myself, but then you keep that app in a folder with a bunch of other apps. Oh, stop now? Okay. Yeah, I got to go. Thanks, Sarah and Emily.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, you put those cheating apps deep into a folder with a bunch of other apps, and nobody sees that those are there.
Absolutely.
But then you don't open that folder up with your girl next to you.
What a rookie. And he doesn't know anyone internationally either. Like, come on. We're not that dumb.
All right, let's go to Iman real quick on line four.
What's up, Iman?
Hey, guys.
Hey, so what do you think of this love trap?
First of all, I never heard that cheating app, because I use it for international stuff, right? I always thought it was Tango with all the,
Tango.
The nasty
What's
stuff on
Tango?
It.
Tango.
And then as soon as you guys said, you know, he was like, the flower shop's from Burlingame. I'm like, of course this guy is going to hang up, because all the guys out there are like, you know, either they're trust fund babies or something. They think like money just weasels them away. So he doesn't have any game.
Oh,
and then
we're learning about Burlingame today.
Mm-hmm. So Peninsula.
Oh, none of these guys have game. They're all like, you know, they're either married to like a white woman and they're banging someone on the side. Or an Asian.
Iman, okay. What was your next point?
Sorry,
okay. Go to third point.
My next point is, I'm waiting for Monday because I am 110% sure Nia is going to go back to him.
Oh, you think she'll take him back?
Yeah, because she doesn't sound like, you know, usually the girls start to cry or something like that. I know she's like raging and whatever, but I also feel like she's going to, you know, like, oh, let him sweat it out and...
All right, well,
and then, you know, whatever.
At this time on Monday, we're definitely going to try to get her back on the line to see what happens. So, Iman, we'll find out if you're right then.
Because he seems like one of the guys where he, like, kind of gives a little and then backs off. He probably, like, just has that, like, aroma on him or whatever.
Well, he gave us very little because he hung up on us. We didn't even get anything out of this guy.
He clicked. He was
He's one of the smartest ones because you guys always have a podcast about it later.
Yeah, I know. All right. Thanks, Iman. We appreciate it.
Everybody, check out our podcast. Oh, my God. It's always lit.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up. So
Fernando and Greg, 99.7 now.
I feel like not only did Naya get cheated on, but I think Caleb cheated us, too. Because he hung up on us very quickly.
Why
we didn't
did
get
he
the
do
good.
That? I mean, he's smart for doing it, but
he clicked
it sucks.
Out. He was like, "Peace out, fools." He didn't give us our full time with him that
You're
I felt
so
like
short today
that we deserved. But if you missed a little part of the love trap, Naya, found out her man was using the app WhatsApp. Now, that's for international texting, so you don't use your data and stuff like that. I've always said if you're doing that locally, why are you doing that? There's got to be a secret reason. So she found out that he was cheating with another girl. Johnny, what you think about this?
Being a reformed cheater and all that stuff. I'll tell you, this guy is a straight rookie when it came to this stuff. Because I'm like, dude, there's other ways to do this.
Wait.
And obviously, you don't know the right way to do this.
That's the number one rule.
It's like Fight Club. It's like the first rule of Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. You don't think about that.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, what is he doing texting with another girl while his girl is sitting right there?
He couldn't wait till the morning.
Like, just you ignore the side piece until your girl goes to sleep.
Ugh.
I mean, come on. Get it together, Caleb. What are you doing? Hey, we got Myra on line six.
What's up, Myra? Tell us what you think about the love trap today.
Myra, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. So you're confused with about the WhatsApp thing.
Well, I'm just surprised that I just never knew that it was considered the cheater app. I mean, I've never even heard anyone else who've used it. But now, like, listen to you guys, learn something new every day.
Well, are you going to check your husband's phone to see if he has WhatsApp on it?
I mean, he does, but he's not doing that.
Does he know somebody in a foreign country?
I mean, we used to live abroad a while ago, so we both do, but he's not. I know him.
All right. It might be time to delete the WhatsApp app.
That's all right. I have his code for his phone anyways.
Oh, okay. Hey. All right. Well, you got it like that. Well, check it today and call us back tomorrow.
Okay. I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks, Myra.
Bye, guys.
Now, there could be perfectly, I don't want to get everybody in trouble here, so let me say, there can be perfectly good reasons to use WhatsApp because you don't want to use your data and you're talking to someone in London or you're talking to a friend in Mexico or whatever. But I'm telling you, what's the point if a homegirl's in the South Bay? Why not just text?
Well, the only reason I've ever used WhatsApp with a friend in the Bay was because they have an Android and then they can't send like certain pictures to my iPhone.
Oh, what kind of pictures, Shan? I think you're proving my point.
No.
I think you're proving my point. No. Dee on line five.
What's up, Dee?
Good morning.
So you were also disappointed in Caleb's performance this morning.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty amazing. Like, he just was like, I'm going to call the police on you.
That was
like, what? You said that they stole your lunch?
That was the first time we've ever had a cheater say he's going to call the police on
Who's he going to call on? His girl? On you guys? What's illegal?
Well, I guess he was mad. He thought... Here's the thing. Caleb thought that she broke into his phone when in reality she saw the image in the window. Like he was doing it with his back turned thinking he was getting away with it, but the images were popping up in the reflection.
I know, but the funny thing is that girl needs to be a poker player or a PI. because he's sitting 3 feet away from him watching everything he's doing and he's just like, oh, good, I'm getting away with this. Look at this. Look at this.
You know what? We'll send her to Vegas. We're going to give her a round trip ticket to Vegas to get her heart into.
She needs to play poker and watch people's glasses.
There you go. Thank you, Dee.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
All right, bye. All right, we got to get into the dirty. Why Jenny McCarthy says the girls on The View bullied her? That's going down next in Dirty. Alessa with Haley Steinfeld. It's Let Me Go. You made plans.
All right, we're not only exposing cheaters on the love trap, but we're exposing cheater apps. Now, I say that WhatsApp is a cheater app. Myra disagreed, but Nina's calling in. She says there's all kind of these apps.
Facebook Messenger, Viber, like you name it. Any Wi-Fi app is usually a cheater app.
I agree with you, girl. People are calling me out, but I agree.
No, seriously, especially Facebook. I have so many friends that are fighting or almost pretty much got divorced because of Facebook Messenger. Yeah. They do a lot of things on Facebook Messenger, a lot.
I think people reconnect from the old days on Facebook, and then when they start using Messenger, then they start rekindling stuff that went down in college or high school.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Like, I just know so many people that have, like, major relationships on Facebook Messenger.
All right, we gonna me and Chad gonna be looking at our man's Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
That's what we gonna be doing
tonight.
I'm gonna
delete his Facebook, just like they did to MySpace. I'm gonna do to Facebook.
I love you guys. Thanks, love you too. Love you back. Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Jenny McCarthy went in on her days as one of the hosts of The View. She said all the girls on The View bullied her. She hated it. The producers of the show told her she needed to go against Whoopi and have all these, like, crazy opinions. And she hated her days on
there. Yeah, well, she didn't like... I did hear her talk about this once, and I read part of this article, and she did. She wasn't, like, a political girl, and she didn't want to fight with the rest of them. Though, okay, so... The View is about fighting. Mm-hmm. That's what that show, that's all they do is fight.
Yeah.
They argue, they throw down with each other.
Imagine her here when the Flintstone House drama was going on. She would have left the room.
She would have cried. You would have probably beat her to death. Like, you were so heated
she
over the Flintstone.
She could not be on our show if she cannot fight.
She could not. Like, even V yesterday, we were talking about the good news, and I just brought up a counterpoint. V was like, y'all are fighting. I was like, that ain't a fight, girl. So maybe our listeners should get with Jenny McCarthy. Like, some people are, like my mother, she doesn't like it. Like, you can't have a disagreement with my mom.
Mm-mm.
She won't even speak to you.
For weeks, right?
Well, she'll just shut down during the argument.
And silent treatment.
Yeah, she won't argue. And I guess that's how Jenny McCarthy felt. But the real shocking part of this story was something that Barbara Walters made her
do. Girl, did you hear what she did? So apparently someone left a feminine product in the bathroom, in the toilet, and she was like, what is this? Do something about
what do you mean, what is? You're 80 years old, lady. You know what that is.
Maybe she doesn't no more. But she told Jenny, she's like, flush it. And she
you
was like,
you found it. You flush it.
That's what Jenny McCarthy was saying. And she said that Barbara Walters went crazy, and like people, like the guests of the show were there. And so Jenny went back into the bathroom and flushed it because she was like, well,
you're telling
I don't
me
know what else to do right now. You're attacking me.
While they're in the green room, Barbara Walters comes out in front of guests and tells Jenny McCarthy, there is a in the toilet. You better go flush it.
Yes.
That's not very welcoming. Like, you're supposed to get, like, a gift basket of some sort.
Also, why can't
supposed to be a cheese plate. What? That's what I'm... Listen, if I were to go into the bathroom and somebody left something that was unexpected, I wouldn't run back in the studio and say, Shan, go and flush it. I would just simply flush it.
I know. Well, that's how she was treated on The View, and she hated her time there. Barbara and Whoopi would pick fights with her, and the producers would always really be mean to her. So she was like, you know what? It was the worst 25... In my history of working 25 years in show business, she said it was the worst.
Well, yeah, girl, because you're used to, like, hosting Singled Out. I mean, of course. It's a different kind of show. You should have never gone on there. Well, she better never come to this studio, because I love to pick a fight, too, Jenny. Come, let's fight.
And if you love Stranger Things, season 3, the trailer is out. Make sure to go check it out on our Fernando and Greg Instagram. So many people are talking about it. I watched season 1. I absolutely loved it. Then I started season 2. I'm like, there's too many new people.
Well, those dogs. I didn't like those dogs in it. Mm-hmm. It was a little overwhelming, I thought, season 2. Season 1 was one of the greatest things on TV, I think. It's hard to get a show that doesn't disappoint you as it goes on. I think the only show I can think of is, now I can't think of it. The Meth Show.
Oh!
All right, now it's... I've
texting
lost
hotlines
it.
Got our
yes.
back.
Yes, but anyway, it's hard to find a show that doesn't start disappointing you because they get so convoluted after a while. But I'm hoping season 3 reins it back in.
Well, apparently there's going to be another time lapse, and the kids are all going to high school now. So that whole innocence of like 11, now they're going to have boyfriends and girlfriends. And
I like the little fat kid with the curly hair.
Oh, he's my favorite.
That's the one I love because he's the funniest one.
Aw. Well, that's what I got in the dirty.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
All right, it is time to get it in, y'all. Your bracket is what I'm talking about because we are 30 minutes away from March Madness tipping off. The first game of the day will be Minnesota versus Louisville. I'm sure none of you care about that game specifically, but you will want to get your brackets in. Most of them probably close at 9 o'clock, so you got to get it in. You can get to the Fernando and Greg Instagram if you want to play against us. you click through on the bio, fill out your bracket, hurry up. You have less than 30 minutes before March Madness begins. And we do have a prize to give away for the winner of that bracket. And hopefully there won't be any controversy this. Mm. Have you talked to Big Reed about this?
Has Big Reed signed up, Sal? Oh, Big Reed signed up for our bracket. So I wonder if he's going to come at me saying that I'm a cheater again.
Because you won the whole thing 1 year, and then you beat him another year. You didn't win, but you beat him. And he's very upset about it. I think it's a little bit misogynistic. So maybe we'll get him on the phone and fight with him later.
Oh, yeah. We like to fight.
Yeah. Don't get Jenny McCarthy on the phone. But we'll get us.
Yeah.
Hey, a pretty cool moment tonight, but we're going to sort of miss it during the Sharks game. Ron Burgundy, if you're a fan of his, you know, he's a legendary sportscaster. Well, he is set to join the Kings versus the Sharks game tonight, but he's going to be on Fox Sports West tonight, and it's going to be the L.A. broadcast, not the San Jose Sharks. But if you're a big fan of Ron Burgundy, you know, from the movies Anchorman.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to sound tonta.
Yes.
Okay,
He's from the movie.
I knew
it's
I
Will
heard that
Ferrell. Name. It's Will Ferrell.
That's what. So he's going to be on there. That's tight.
But he'll be in character. He's going to be in character. I think even dressed as Ron Burgundy. He's going to be on the LA. But we'll bring you the audio from the Sharks game, the LA audio tomorrow at this time on Sassy Sports. But it's kind of cool. Ron Burgundy going to be calling the game. And another cool moment. How about this? What if you ordered a pizza to your hotel room and Kevin Durant was the one that delivered it? Durant not only played 35 minutes and scored 17 points against the Minnesota Timberwolves on Tuesday night, but after the game, he did a special little gift to some parents. He delivered a pizza to their kids.
I thought it was you.
Do you guys know who this is?
No.
Hunter, you know who this is? Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
And there were some pieces.
That's awesome.
You had fun at the game tonight?
Yeah.
All right, man.
Good luck this season. Take it to a winner all again.
Mike, what's your names?
George.
Hunter?
Can you
hey, keep balling, man.
Hey, guys.
Let's keep bowling. Some parents had taken their kids on a special trip. They were from another town, brought them into Minneapolis. They were staying at the hotel. They got to go to the Warriors Timberwolves game that night. The parents just happened to run into Kevin Durant during the day. They asked him, could you do this after the game? Most players would be like, listen, I got to play the game. I'll go to bed.
Yeah.
I got to do this. I got to get with my lady, whatever. No, Kevin Durant went and delivered those pizzas, took pictures with the kids, and made their world. So see, KD, he is a good guy.
This is something for them kids.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.